From beautiful Detroit, these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
I think this franchise's dominance of the Lions under Mike McCarthy is somewhat at stake. McCarthy is 14-2 against the Lions over 8 years. The only two games he's lost, when Rodgers was knocked out with the concussion in 2010, and then last year on Thanksgiving when Rodgers didn't play, and that was an ugly game, as we all know. So we always talk about the importance of division games, but the Packers, and especially with Rodgers, have owned this team, and they need to continue that.
And I say what's at stake is either taking 2-1 or 1-2 to Chicago. And 2-1 sounds really good. 1-2 sounds really bad, and they've got a score to settle with the Packers. I'm talking about the Bears. So I think I vote for taking 2-1 to Chicago. Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going with cornerback Sam Shields. He may not be lined up against him on every single play, but he's going to be the guy that needs to limit Calvin Johnson. And for everything that went wrong in that game on Thanksgiving last year, Shields actually didn't do too badly a job against Johnson. He, you know, had an interception in the end zone on a jump ball, which is really tough to do against that guy. Calvin had a long reception of 20 yards in that game. So Sam Shields, I think, is the guy to watch.
And I'm going to say Clay Matthews, and here's why. The best way to defend Calvin Johnson is sack Matt Stafford. And I think Clay Matthews is right on the verge of being Clay Matthews again, being that playmaker, that guy that made the big play in Super Bowl 45. I think he's on the verge, Mike. Mike, Packers win if they have the ball last. I think it's going to be one of those kinds of games.
You thinking a shootout?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to say the Packers win if they get a couple of turnovers. Dom Capers, after the game in Seattle, really lamented the fact that the Packers couldn't get the turnover, and they had three chances. Brad Jones had his hands on an interception. It got knocked away. Ha-ha Clinton Dix could have had an interception, didn't come up with it. Clay Matthews forced a fumble. The Packers didn't come up with the ball. Last week's game, the play of the game was Tremont Williams' interception off of the hit from Mike Daniels, and if the Packers don't get that turnover, we don't know what happens there. So Matthew Stafford, he threw a bunch of interceptions down the stretch last season. That's why the Lions didn't win the division after they beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. And with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now. But stay tuned to Packers.com on Sunday for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime will be posted. Send in your questions during the first half. And stay with us after the game for post-game stories and videos. Thanks for watching, everybody.